Now the Dubliners have some advice for you young ladies, and it says, don't get married, girl.
Don't get married, girl, you sign away your life. You may start off as a woman, but you'll end up as the wife. You could be a Vestal Virgin, take the veil and be a nun. But don't get married, girls, for marriage isn't fun. Oh, it's fine when you're romancing and he plays the lover's part. You're the roses in his garden, you're the flame that warms his heart. And his love will last forever, and he'll promise you the moon. But just wait until you're wedded, then he'll sing a different tune. You're his tapioca pudding, you're the dumplings in his stew. But he'll soon begin to wonder what he ever saw in you. Still he takes without complaining all the dishes you provide. For you see he's got to have his bit of jam tart on the side. So don't get married, girl, it's very badly paid. You may start off as the mistress, but you'll end up as the maid. Be a daring deep sea diver, be a polished polyglot. But don't get married, girls, for marriage is a plot. Have you seen him in the morning with a face that looks like death? With dandruff on his pillow and tobacco on his breath. And he needs some reassurance with his cup of tea in bed. For he's worried by the mortgage and the bald patch on his head. And he's sure that you're his mother, lays his head upon your breast. So you try to boost his ego, iron his shirt and warm his vest. Then you get him off to work, the mighty hunter is restored. And he leaves you there with nothing but the dreams you can't afford. So don't get married, girls, men are all the same. They just use you when they need you, you do better on the game. Be a call girl, be a stripper, be a hostess, be a whore. But don't get married, girls, for marriage is a bore. When he comes home in the evening, he can hardly spare a look. All he says is, what's for dinner? After all, you're just the cook. But when he takes you to a party, well, he eyes you with a frown. For you know you've got to look your best, you mustn't let him down. Then he'll clutch you with that look, what I've got twinkle in his eyes. Like he's entered for a raffle, and he's won you for the prize. But when the party's over, you'll be slogging through the sludge. Half the time a decoration, and the other half a drudge. So don't get married, it'll drive you round the bend. It's the lane without a turning, it's the end without an end. Take a lover every Friday, take up tennis, be a nurse. But don't get married, girls, for marriage is a curse. Then you get him off to work, the mighty hunter is restored. And he leaves you there with nothing but the dreams you can't afford.
The Dubliners there with some, well, advice. I don't know whether it's sound advice. For all you young ladies, don't get married, girl.
And now it's time for one of those tracks from John Kelly. Now, you remember John Kelly from Knock in County Mayo. I think John has produced two great albums and there's some wonderful tracks on them, including this, inviting us all back to that Isle So Green.
There's a land decree across the sea. You'll miss it someday yet. There's a memory you'll cherish and you never will forget. If you want to know just where to go to fill that endless dream, find the land they call Old Inish Fall, that little Isle of Green. It's filled with peace and beauty, from nature's open doors, from its mountains soaring in the sky to its valleys down below, and its forests tall stand over all the finest ever seen. Sure you won't forget the folks you've met on that little isle of green. For their eyes have seen its beauty, other lips have spoke its praise, of its mansions and its castles, the scenes of bygone days. And every heart beats faster for an Irish colleen, as she sings so sweet where the waters meet on that little isle of green. St. Patrick loved this land above all others he had seen, and the emigrant returns to it no matter where he's been. As he makes his way to his cottage green beside the old Boreen, sure he's glad he came to see again the little isle of green. Sure he's glad he came to see again that little isle of green.
Well, here's a story of another young man, and he's leaving Chrishla. Chrishla is a village in Donegal, and he's leaving, and he's sailing on the ship, and he's going to Quebec, leaving his native home to start a new life in Quebec. And the ship has just left, and he's writing a letter to his friend Danny, way back in Chrishla. And he's missing them all in Chrishla, and he was wishing he was back with them in Chrishla, and especially with a girl that he's met. And by strange coincidence, on the ship, he met a woman who knew this particular girl, Katie. Well, she knew her by sight. And this is a lovely song. It's called The Emigrant's Letter, and it's sung for us here by Brendan O'Dowda. And you know me, big Brendan O'Dowda fan. Listen to this letter that he's writing back to his friend Danny in Chrishla. And he wants to be back where they're cutting the corn in Chrishla.
Dear Danny, I'm taking a pen in my hand to tell you we're just out of sight o'er the land. In that grand Allan liner I'm sailing in style, but I'm sailing away from the Emerald Isle. And a long sort of sigh seemed to come from us all when the waves hid the last bit of old Donegal. Ah, it's well to be you that is taking your tale where they're cutting the corn in a Chrishla today. There's a woman on board who knows Katie by sight, and we talked of old times till they put out the light. I'm to meet the good woman tomorrow on deck, and we'll talk about Katie from this to Quebec. I know I'm no match for her, no, not the least, with her house and two cows and her brother a priest. But the woman declares Katie's heart's on the sail, while mine's with the reapers in a Creechla today. Goodbye to you, Danny, no more's to be said, and I think the salt water's got into me head, for it drips from me eyes when I call to my mind the friends and the calling I'm leaving behind. But still she might wait when I bade her goodbye. There was just the least taste of a tear in her eye, and a break in her voice when she said, "You might stay, but please God you'll come back to all Creechla someday."
And please God, you'll come back home to Creechla someday. And I hope you did. That was Brendan O'Dowda and the orchestra there, conducted by a gentleman who I had the good fortune to meet on a number of times. And he was going to actually record one of my songs with the orchestra one time. But for some reason or other, and I can't remember why, it fell through. But that was Philip Green and the orchestra there, accompanying Brendan O'Dowda. Now, one of the most popular of all Irish artists over the last 30 years anyway has been Daniel O'Donnell. Daniel O'Donnell now is known around the world, not only in our little island of Ireland, but he has appeared in, well, I think almost every country in the world. And wherever Daniel, who hails from Donegal, by the way, wherever Daniel appears, you can guarantee there will be a packed venue. And believe it or not, it's not only Irish people that are Daniel O'Donnell fans. No, he has a relaxed way of singing and he appeals to people in all countries of the world, not necessarily Irish people. Here, though, he's telling us to sing an old Irish song. Daniel?
Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I love you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I see the mountains, the valleys, the green fields below me. I walk the highways, the byways, the old people show me. I hear the songbirds remember the soft words we spoke after dark in the glen. I hear you calling me, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song. Bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong. Bring me the days when we were young and true, and I love you, and that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. I remember the old days, how I loved the old ways of living. There was more sharing, caring, more loving, more giving. How times have changed, life's been all disarranged since summers we laughed in the rain. But I hear you calling, your songs recalling me back to those days again. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I love you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, bring back the dreams that have gone. Sing me a love once so strong, bring me the days when we were young and true, and I love you. And that old Irish song's calling me back to my home, where once again we'll sing along to an old Irish song. Sing me an old Irish song, an old Irish song.
Now, we're going to County Down. County Down actually isn't in the Republic of Ireland. It's in Northern Ireland, in Ulster. It comes under the jurisdiction of the UK. But nevertheless, it's a beautiful county. It has some wonderful scene. And here we have Hugo Duncan singing, "The last time I played this song, it got a great response." So I'm playing it again. It's Hugo Duncan and the dear little town in the old County Down.
Sure, if I had the wings of a swallow, I would travel far over the sea. Then a rocky old road I would follow to a spot that is heaven to me. When the sun goes to rest way down in the west, then I'd build such a nest in the place I love best. In that dear little town, in the old County Down, it will linger way down in my heart. Though it never was grand, sure it's my fairyland. Just a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my island of dreams, you are with me, it seems. But I care not for fate, are we not? Like the black sheep of old, I return to the fold. Little time in the old County Down. In the evening when shadows are falling from the old door without any key, there's a voice in my dreams ever calling. There are eyes ever watching for me. There is someone I've left with a true tenderness, and her lips I'll caress when I bring happiness. In that dear little town, in the old County Down, it will linger way down in my heart. heart. Though it never was grand, sure it's my fairyland. Just a wonderful world set apart. Oh, my island of dreams, you are with me, it seems. And I care not for fame, are we not? Like the black sheep of old, I return to the fold. Little time in the old Tahiti time. Little time in the old Tahiti time.
You will hear me say this countless times on Sounds Irish, but my daddy used to sing that. I think Mammy used to sing it as well, if she knew the words. No, it was Daddy who never knew the words to songs, but whenever they got into a singing session, when we'd have a hooly, as they're called, we'll talk about hoolies later on, but when we'd have a hooly in the house, my dad might sing, well, part of that song, Dear Little Town in the Old County Down. Now, a little bit of explanation is required for this next song. In 1847, we had a dreadful famine in this country. It started a little before then, but it reached its peak around 1847, 1848, when thousands of people, a million people, left Ireland over the next 10 years because the potato crop failed. Now, regular listeners will know all about this, so I do ask you to bear with me because we are picking up, as I said earlier on, new listeners every week. And people have been emigrating to America and various other parts of the world, of course, but mainly to America since then. And there's, well, now, unfortunately, the young people are going further afield. They're going to Australia and they're going to Canada as well, although many of them are also going to America and South Africa. But I just want to explain that at one time, everybody who was emigrating from Ireland wanted to go to America, and they went to New York, and all the big positions in New York were filled by Irish people or people of Irish descent. The police, the fire service, the doctors, and all the councils, all those, a lot of them had Irish connections. And hence this next song, sung by somebody who I don't think I've played on Sounds Irish before, Mary O'Dowd, and she singing a wonderful arrangement. And do listen to the words because they're very clever. When New York Was Irish.
They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the canies and wakes, when New York was Irish, full of joy and heartbreak.
I'll sing you a song of days long ago, when the people from Galway and the County Mayo and all over Ireland came over to stay and take up a new life in America. They worked on the subways, they ran the saloons, they built all the bridges and played all the tunes. They put out the fires and controlled City Hall. They started with nothing and wound up with it all.
They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world. Ladies and waits, when New York was Irish, full of joy and heartbreak.
You could travel from Kingsbridge to Queens on the town, from High Bridge to Bay Ridge, from uptown to down, from the east side to the seaside, sweet summer scenes. They made New York City your island of dreams. was mine. Oh, how I long for those radiant smiles. How I long for the days when we danced in the aisles.
They were ever so happy. They were ever so sad. To grow old in a new world through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Katie's and wakes, when New York was Irish, full of joy and heartbreak. They were ever so happy. They were ever so sad. To grow old in a new world through good times and bad. Bikinis and wakes, when New York was Irish, full of joy and heartbreak.
We'd have to get some more material from that lady, Mary O'Dowd, and When New York Was Irish, and it still is, and so is Boston and San Francisco. I visited San Francisco, I think it was 1990, and I was really surprised with the amount of Irish people that were in San Francisco. Los Angeles, the same. They've moved now. We Irish get everywhere. But that was Mary O'Dowd and When New York Was Irish.
My name is Pat O'Connor, from England here I came, and I just came over among you to learn my proper name. I left the girls behind me, they were so town-free, but of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's land, the land where I was born, and S it stands for Shamrock's Green, as plain as you will see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. I took a trip to Germany, 'twas just the other day, to see some of those smiling girls I heard the people say. But they were not them smiling girls, only then could I agree. So I told them keep their German girls, give an Irish girl to me. Now to conclude and finish, I'll end my little song, and I'll sing for you some other day, when round this way I call. For I'm going back to that dear spot, you all know where I mean, and I'm going to wed that Colleen fair, and that little pile of grain. For M it stands for Mary, and J it stands for John, and P it stands for Paddy's land, the land where I was born, and S it stands for Shamrock's Green, as plain as you will see. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me. But of all the girls throughout this world, give an Irish girl to me.
Declan Nerney there and singing the praises of the Irish girls. Give an Irish girl to me. Now we're going to slow it down and quieten it down a bit because this is a wonderful track from Trudy Lawlor. But here she's singing a lovely song entitled My Cottage in the Glen.
In my dreams I still go to a place that I know, and I long to see once again. It's a place dear to me, and it always will be. It's my old cottage home in the glen. Through the meadows I roam, just beside my old home, and visit the neighbors and friends. Then I'd make my way back along the old track to my old cottage home in the glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then. And a welcome was sure for the rich and the poor in that old cottage home in the glen. I would give all I own just to see that old home and chat with the old folks again. But now they are gone, only memories live on of that old cottage home in the glen. When my time here is done and my last days have come, I'll return to my birthplace, and then just lay me to rest in the land I love best, in that old cottage home in the glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then. And a welcome was sure for the rich and the poor in that old cottage home in the glen. Just lay me to rest in the land I love best, near that old cottage home in the glen.
My Cottage in the Glen, sung for us by Trudy Lawlor there. Now, this song was a huge hit in, I think, the mid-40s. It's one of those songs, again, that is what I term the old Irish-American song. It was a big hit for Bing Crosby, and we'll be hearing Bing Crosby later on. But this was John Gary's interpretation. Now, I got an album of John Gary's some months ago, and I've given you a couple of tracks, but let's have a listen together to his wonderful song, and I'm sure you'll recognise it as An Irish Lullaby.
Over in Killarney, many years ago, my mother sang a song to me in tones so sweet and low. Just a simple little ditty in her good old Irish way, and I'd give the world if she could sing that song to me this day. Tooraloo, ralloo, ralloo, That's an Irish lullaby. Oft in dreams I wander to that God again. I feel her arms a-hugging me as when she held me then. And I hear her voice a-humming to me as in days of yore, when she used to rock me fast asleep outside the cabin door. Tooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooralooral That's an Irish